أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 59 of Surah Maryam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those chosen slaves, chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yahya, and a whole host of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Included amongst them was Maryam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, after they left this world, what had happened and how were they succeeded? Allah says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. Then in their place, their successors had come who were evil. The one point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes particular mention about is أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ. They had destroyed salah. They had destroyed salah. What does the destruction of salah mean? One interpretation is that they had performed the salah after the expiry time of the salah. Many of us may be wondering, where is salah in Christianity that we know? And of course Judaism, we may not have so much of access to it. But like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam made it very clear that one instruction from Allah, وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. So it was part of their deen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha also to perform salah, to make ruku, to make sajda. All of that was part of the deen, but adha'u salah. After they had left, the evil successors had come. So the ulama have expressed that the first thing that they did was they started performing salah after the time had expired. In other words, in our terms, they were making qada of the salah. So what would the Shariat and what would the Quran describe those that do not perform salah at all? Friends, this is this month of Ramadan. We've been diligent. We've been performing salat. There has been some consciousness of it. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. But this needs to continue in the life of each and every one of us. Coming more to our Shariat, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is famous, he wrote to all his governors and he said to them, the simple translation of it is that the most important task that you have been tasked with is to look after your salah. These are governors. They were supposed to look after the office, the state. They were supposed to look after the affairs of the people. But before all of that, it is about looking after your salah. Because that person who destroys his salah will destroy everything else. If a person doesn't have the commitment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that person definitely is not going to have the commitment to the people that he is going to serve. Then we find an incident in the life of Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a person perform his salah very haphazardly. Now this is another form of adha'u salah, of destroying salah. And this person was haphazard. So Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we will understand, he would have done it in the best possible way, thinking and looking after the honor of the person. He asked him that, how long have you been performing your salah in this manner? The man replied, for 40 years. 40 years it was a haphazard salah, especially the ruku, after the ruku standing, the two sajdas, in between the sajdas, that was all haphazard. So he replied, say Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied to the person and he said, my brother, you have not performed salah for the last 40 years. If this is the way you're performing salah, we come back to the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was seated in the corner of the masjid, a person came in, Khalad ibn Rafi' was his name, and he performed his salah, and then he went to make salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, wa alayka salam, and then he said, irji' Fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, perform your salah, because you have not performed your salah. This happened 3 times, and again, it was because that salah was haphazard. Allah give us the tawfiq that we, on the one hand, look after our salah, and Allah give us the tawfiq to perform it in its time, to perform it in the masjid with jamaat, and when we performing our salah, just a few seconds more, and we will have a salah that is according to the sunnah and the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, and they followed their desires. In other words, their vain desires. And this is one of the reasons why a person then becomes haphazard in his salah, because he's pursuing his own desires and he's forgetting the very beginning where the surah had started, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا, that we want to become slaves of Allah. Our desires, we make it subservient to the desires of Allah تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا, then very soon he will meet his error or his pervertedness. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.